Good morning. Today we have an interesting question as it relates to paskening shailas. Is it permitted to pasken shailas based on knowledge of Mishnah and Gemara? Is that sufficient or do you need to know the halacha? And in fact, to build on that, if you have a choice of asking somebody who is a real bucky in Shas, knows Mishnayos and Gemara inside and out, but is weak in halacha, and on the other hand, you have somebody who knows halacha, Shulchan Aruch, and the commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch, but didn't go before that, didn't really start at the Gemara stage, Mishnah Gemara, and the Rishtonim stage. What is a better choice, to go with somebody who knows the Chazals well, or somebody who knows the more recent Halacha well? So we're going to start with the Gemara in Sota. It says as follows, HaTanayim Mevalei Olam, the Tanayim. They are somewhat destructive to the world. So the Gemara asks, Mevalei Olam Sagadaita, how could that possibly be that they are Mevalei Olam, somewhat destructive, wear out, destructive of the world? Amar Ravina Shermorim Halacha Mitoch Mishnasan. Ravina explains why, because they are paskening halachas based on Mishnayos. Based on Mishnayos, that is not sufficient. Why is that not sufficient? If you look at a Mishnah, it brings halacha. Mishnayos are piske halacha. So Rashi explains as follows, Shemavalin olan behoraos taos. What is destructive is when they pasken halachas and make mistakes. Why were they making mistakes? The kevan, the ein yodim tama Mishnah, they don't know the reasons and the rationales for the Mishnayos. Mishnah is Mishnah, and in order to understand the Mishnayos, the rationales between the Mishnayos, and the stiras, contradictions between this Mishnah and that Mishnah, you need to go the next level. You need to be learning a Gemara. You need to be having a Rebbe to explain all of those reconciliations. So accordingly, those who are Tanaim, it means somebody who paskin only from a Mishnah, they will lead to mistakes because they don't know the reasons for the Mishnayos. Sometimes they are going to have a halachic shaila and they're going to say it's similar to this Mishnah, and it's not going to be similar to that Mishnah, because if you don't really understand the Gemara behind the Mishnah, you don't understand the reasons and rationales behind it, you are going to make inappropriate, incorrect comparisons, and you will be paskening incorrectly. So far we've seen the Gemara and Sota, and we've seen Rashi's explanation on it. Now the Marsha says something fascinating. He says as follows, the Bedoras Halalu, Osam Shemorin Halacha Mitoch Shulchan Aruch. In our generations, those who pasken based on Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch had been written by the time of the Marsha, the Einan Yodim Tamayin. And if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's just Piskei Halacha, similar to a Mishnah. Mishnah being Psak. Psak Halacha, Shulchan Aruch being Psak Halacha. Those who just look in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and they don't know the rationales behind the Piskei Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch, so called davar im lo yedaktiku mitchila bedavar mitoch haTalmud, if they don't know the background that led to the piskei halacha from the Shulchan Aruch, that's all based on the Gemara. And in addition, not only knowing the Gemara, but being mishamish talmidei chachamim, accordingly, if you just look at the piskei halacha of the Shulchan Aruch and not know everything that came up to it, in particular to the Gemara and the analysis in the Gemara, this is going to cause a mistake in paskening, and that is included in mevalei olam, those who are destructive, yesh li gorban, and those people should be told off. So fascinating concept here that based on the Gemara it says you can't paskin based on Mishnayos. Why Rashi explains? Because you need to know the reasons for the Mishnayos. And the Marsha says the same thing effectively when it comes to paskening based on the Shulchan Aruch. If you're just paskening based on the language of the Shulchan Aruch, but you don't know the rationale and the derivation of the Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara, if you're trying to compare one thing to the other and you don't really understand the reasons for things, you will likely be making a mistake. So you can't be paskening based on the Shulchan Aruch. You have to go backwards. So apparently, as of now, it sounds much more important to know the Gemara and the derivations of the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the understanding of the Mishnah is based on the Gemara. That seems to be the key in order to pasken a shaila. When we're talking about pasken a shaila, we're not just saying, let me look up and you have exactly on point in the Shulchan Aruch. We're saying something a little bit different. You cannot start comparing, oh, the Mishnah sounds just like this, the Shulchan Aruch sounds just like this. You would need to have a lot deeper of an understanding. Now, there we are so far. We have the Gemara saying you can't paskin based on Mishnayos. We have the Maharsha saying you can't paskin based on Shulchan Aruch, and the reasons for them are basically the same. Don't paskin based on Mishnayos because you need to know the reasons for the Mishnayos. And the Maharsha saying don't paskin on the Shulchan Aruch. Don't paskin, why not? Because you need to know the background and the reasons for the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Pischei Tshuva comes along and says, he brings this Maharsha. Maharsha says, don't paskin based on a Shulchan Aruch, that's not sufficient. It could very well be that the Maharsha was saying this at his time. He lived a little bit after the Shulchan Aruch, but not a lot. Shelo haya adayin shum chibur la Shulchan Aruch, because there are no commentaries that had been written on the Shulchan Aruch at the time of the Maharsha. But nowadays, tis the Pischei Tshuva, that we have the Taz and the Shach and the Magen Avraham and the other great Achronim that have explained the Shulchan Aruch, and they bring the reasons for the Shulchan Aruch right there, and they tell us how to paskin and the various additions in the Pizkei Halacha on the Shulchan Aruch. Then somebody looks in the Shulchan Aruch and learns the Nosei Kelim, those commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, you can understand the rationales and that you can understand the applications of the Shulchan Aruch. That is what is necessary to paskin Halacha. So accordingly, when the Maharsha was saying you can't paskin based on Shulchan Aruch, you need to go back and understand the derivations based on the Gemara, that was at the time of the Maharsha when there was only the Shulchan Aruch. But nowadays, says the Pischei Tshuva, when we have so many of these wonderful commentaries bringing the rationales, basis, etc., background for the Shulchan Aruch, that is what somebody needs to paskin. And in fact, the Sefer Yoel Moshe says similar, Ubevadai Sha'adif Yoser Halomid Mimikor Divri Hatalme Vaharishonim Imator Beis Yosef. Obviously, the best thing is somebody to learn from the Gemara, through the Rishonim, through the Torah, through the Beis Yosef, to learn everything from the beginning and see an entire sugya, to see the entire picture. However, having said that, Avalgama Lomed Ashochan Orchim Nose Kalim, but somebody who just learned from the Shulchan Aruch and the commentaries of the Shulchan Aruch, that is not what the Maharsha was saying don't do. The Maharsha was saying don't paskin just on the Shulchan Aruch because that all existed at his time, but somebody ideally learned from the beginning all the way to the end, from the Gemara, through the Rishonim, through the Beis Yosef, Tur Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, all the Nosei Kelim. But when the Maharsha was saying you can't paskin based on the Shulchan Aruch, he was not saying you can't paskin based on the Shulchan Aruch and the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. Now that we have commentaries, that would indeed be sufficient. And the Mishmer Shalom says as follows, you should know, it is my opinion, nowadays, Adaraba, Mishiroba, More Mitorva Shulchan Aruch, anyone who paskins based on the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, and looks in the Beis Yosef, and looks in the Shach, and the Prima Gun, and the Chavadas, and the Gdolei Achronim, that is better than somebody who is just looking back, and he may be a Bucky in Shas, but he's bringing a proof from a Mishnah and a Gemara to his Psak Halacha, that is worse than somebody who has even not gone back to the Gemara. Not gone back to the Gemara, but started with the Shulchan Aruch, Torah Shulchan Aruch, learn the Halacha. That is preferable for somebody paskin Halacha to look at the Halacha, Shulchan Aruch commentaries, than to go back and paskin simply based on the Gemara. And there we have it, hopefully answering all of our questions, and getting into real insight into what is necessary to paskin Halachas nowadays. Have a wonderful day.